Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Boise, Idaho, or Hartford, Connecticut?
Boise? Yeah.
No.
Ty?
Is it Connecticut?
Yes.
Now, how would that be Connecticut?
I don't know.
That's why I picked it.
Do you think the people in Connecticut put that goofy call sign on there because they don't want people coming to their state?
Maybe. Maybe.
Don't fly here. Go.
Don't fly. Yeah,
they couldn't get enough people to show up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our next one is A-B-E. Abe. Is that... Mark?
Abilene, Texas.
No. Is it Allen?
Stuff up now.
Is it Allentown, Pennsylvania, Lincoln, Nebraska, or Albany, New York?
Oh.
Ty?
Is it Albany?
No.
Oh, oh, the Hannah? Middle one. The middle one. B.
That's not going to fly, buddy.
I don't know.
It is actually Allentown, Pennsylvania.
What was it? A B?
A B E. Mm-hmm. See, Mr. Smarty Pants. All right, our next one is F-A-T. Whose airport code is F-A-T? Would you like me to give you the choices, or are you just going to go?
Florida?
No.
No.
Which airport in Florida?
All of them.
All right, your choices. All of them. Your choices are...
America.
Fargo, Fargo, North Dakota... Fresno, California, or Fayetteville, North Carolina?
It's that one.
Fayetteville.
What is it?
Well, is anybody
guess.
Ringing? Ty?
Is it the Fatville or whatever it is?
Fayetteville.
Fatville?
No, it is not. Mark, would you like to guess? You already have two. Ty has one. Hannah has none.
Fargo.
No. It is Fresno, California.
How do you get... Fresno, F-A-T.
See, I'm having fun with this.
Whoa.
All right, our next one is...
For you. Oh, maybe it stands for Fresno Air Tort.
Yeah, maybe.
Tort?
Air Terminal.
Ah, that could
be. Oh, linguistics. Oh,
forgot about that word.
Right. Our next one is MGM. If you are flying to MGM, where are you landing?
Orlando.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
No.
Yes,
no.
I couldn't believe it.
All right, your choices are Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
Burbank, California.
Oh, yeah.
Or Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, it's Montgomery.
That sounds promising.
No, I know it. It's Hannah? Burbank. It's
no,
Burbank.
It is not.
Why not? MGM Studios. Burbank,
because
California.
Dad was right. It is Montgomery, Alabama.
That's
Dad
three.
Has three. Ty has one.
I
Hannah
said Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. I should get something.
Yeah, right.
That.
You
Come
should.
On. That's MGM.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next one is Yum. Y.
Yuma, Arizona.
M. And yes, it is.
You didn't ring in or anything.
Well, that just wasn't fair.
Dad just won airport codes.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
All right. I have to ask if you're flying to Ty's, T-Y-S, where would you land?
I would hope in the yard.
No, if you book a flight to Ty's, you will actually end up in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Don't live in no Tennessee.
And if you book your flight to CPR, you know, because
Sounds
we
safe.
All need some CPR every now and then,
right?
You will end up in Casper, Wyoming.
They got a lot of dead kids there.
Do you kids realize that this is my 12th victory?
Yeah.
12.
Good job.
Woo! Woo-hoo.
How many shows is this? This is show number 18 or 19?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Yeah. And Ty, you've won too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So at the end of this month, toward the end of this month, as a matter of fact, on the 21st.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We as a family, including Grandpa Ron, are going to New Orleans. And we're going to go to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and I and Grandpa Ron have been 2 years in a row. And this year, it's going to be great to have you guys go with us.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Especially, I thought you've been more than twice.
Yeah, it seems like you've been like three times.
Like three or four times.
Was it three times? No.
I thought it was like three or four times.
No, just twice.
No, this will be our third trip.
Yeah, this will be our third trip.
But although last year we tried to go to so many days of the festival.
It felt like, yeah.
That it counted for, I don't know, like 10 years.
Yeah. Well, we went to like, what, six days last year.
Six of the seven, right.
And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, we're way too old for that much festivaling.
It gets to be too much. I mean, there's only so much music you can listen to.
No, it's not the music, it's the festivaling.
Yeah. It takes a toll on your body, especially, you know, it's like last year we had that rainstorm that came in.
Right.
And then, you know, the festival is held at a horse race track, mm-hmm. and, you know, real muddy.
Yeah.
You know, it was like Woodstock.
And then.
Lots of acid, man.
And then the sun came out and it was humid and... muddy and right. tons of people. I mean, it's a great time. I'm too old.
Now, the first year we went is the year that we saw Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
And
I think phenomenal show.
Right. I think the day that we saw Bruce Springsteen, there had to be 200,000 people there.
At least.
Wow.
It was at least intense. But it's so cool there because the gates open at 11 and they close at 7 p.m.
Right.
That's when everything's done. So it's like, it's all day.
Right.
But it's not so late when it's over that, you know, now you don't have, you're beaten and you got to go home and go to bed, you know.
Right.
You still have, you know, some part of the day left.
Right.
And there are, what, 12 stages, right? I believe so. Let me get I have a thing right here. I'm asking you, and I got the thing right here.
See? Yeah, right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 stages.
12 stages. Wow. Yeah.
Basically, the stages that we're concerned about are the Acura stage, the Gentilly stage, and the Blues tent.
The Blues tent.
Yeah. They have a Blues tent that holds a couple thousand people. It's a big tent. And, man, some great acts. We saw Robert Cray in there last year.
Yes.
Excellent. Also, last year, we see The Who. We saw there.
Right. They were at the big stage at the Acura stage.
I can't remember who the other big acts that day were. The Who, there was somebody else that was big that was on. Lady Gaga and what's his name?
Tony Bennett
were there.
We saw Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz was amazing.
Yeah, that was. This year on Saturday, that's Sunday. Hold on. This year on Saturday, Pearl Jam. We're going to see Pearl Jam. But then also at basically the same time on the other big stage is Van Morrison.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Van Morrison has always been on my bucket list to see. I will definitely be there to see Van Morrison.
Right.
I feel like I can catch Pearl Jam. As a matter of fact, Pearl Jam is playing here at the Amalie Arena on Monday.
Right.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right. I don't know if we're not going to get tickets. We're not going to go do that. But still, of the two, I would definitely rather go see Van Morrison. And then before Van Morrison on the Gentilly stage is Nathaniel Radcliffe.
And the Night Sweats.
And the Night Sweats. And that's that guy that sings that song, Give Me a Drink,
right?
You Son of a Bitch.
Not Harry Potter?
Yeah, no.
No.
That other Radcliffe guy.
And
Tab Benoit's going to be there.
Tab Benoit's also on that stage.
I think Saturday, if we park or camp out at the Gentilly stage, I mean, come on. The third act of the day is Tab Benoit, then Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Night Sweats, and then Van Morrison.
Right.
Aren't Red Hot Chili Peppers going to be there?
Yes, they are. On Sunday.
That's Sunday.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is going to be playing at the Acura stage. Right after Voices of the Wetland All-Stars,
excellent.
Who play before Better Than Ezra. Are you familiar with Better Than Ezra?
I have heard of them.
Elle King. You familiar with Elle King? She's playing Sunday as well.
That's the guy in charge of Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
No, that's El Chapo. Ty, the one that you're probably going to want to go see is Nick Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big deal for me.
Yeah. Well, that's at the Gentilly stage. It's going to, yeah. He's got a big crowd. Anytime they're at either the Acura stage or the Gentilly stage, it's going to be a big crowd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, there was a big crowd everywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And not a bad act at all, ever, even if you haven't heard them or right. know of them. No matter what tent you pop into or yeah. what stage you go by, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Are we going to have, like, shirts and stuff to throw at people or anything?
I'm not sure. Hold on just a second.
Okay. No, we're. I doubt that because we're kind of limited on
this
how
is
much
the, Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Actually bring in.
All right.
Yes, hold on just a second. Hold on.
And
all right, our answering first phone the phone call.
Okay, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Hey.
This is actually my father, Ron Ginn. Were you just hearing us talk about the Jazz Fest?
I was. As a matter of fact, there's some kind of delay, so I have to turn off my speakers.
Yes.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Way off.
All right, it's down.
Okay. Now, okay. Now,
just to fill you in.
Okay.
Here was Elton John.
Right.
The Who.
Right.
The OJs, John Legend, Chicago, Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Guy.
I forgot about Jerry Lee Lewis.
Steve Winwood. I don't know if the kids would know Steve Winwood, but Brian Adams.
Wow.
Dr. John.
Well,
it was incredible.
Well, the thing is, you can't go wrong. And for the price of the tickets, what is it?
Oh,
it's $55 in advance.
It's, last year. This year's going to be a little more expensive. They put a tax on the price of the ticket now.
Okay.
So it's a little more expensive. But it's still a heck of a deal because if you go to any other venue and you look at what they charge, you're seeing a lot less than what you're seeing at the Jazz Fest. It's incredible.
Well, it's all day. It's 12 stages worth of entertainment. And all day long, each stage, I mean, you've got stuff that you can watch. You can watch probably 8 different acts at each stage all day. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
You're not going to get that at another concert. Like, we mentioned that Pearl Jam is playing here at the Amalie Arena on Monday, and I would like to think that you probably can't get a ticket for less than
$100.
Right. Oh, I agree. Absolutely. That's why it's such an incredible deal. And it's just it's a great venue. Amazing venue.
Yeah. Now, I was getting ready to, before you called, I was getting ready to ask the kids because they've never been to New Orleans. Hannah Claire, I asked you yesterday something that you wanted to do in New Orleans.
Yes.
And you said to me, you want to have, you want to drink some bourbon on Bourbon Street.
Yes. Yes. I feel like that's a must.
Anna.
Yes.
Anna.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ty, is there anything special that you want to do in New Orleans?
I would like to hunt a vampire.
Oh.
Well, you know, they have those really cool cemeteries there.
Yes.
You know, all of the... right.
Well, I was thinking maybe like a ghost tour.
You know, what was the movie where they drove motorcycles across the country? That's classic.
Easy Rider.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Easy Rider. And they end up in the cemetery in New Orleans.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that. I'd love to do that.
Well, we're gonna have a couple of free days that we're not at the right. festival, so maybe we can do that. Well, maybe we'll tour one. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be a cool thing to do. And don't forget the muffaletta.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely have a muffaletta or three.
Mark's not sharing this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well. Well, I have not shown Ty the house that we're going to be staying in. Hannah Claire, did you get to see it?
No.
No,
have
I haven't
not.
Shown her either.
Okay, well, we saw some of the other houses that you sent us the information on. And this house is very similar, but it's a really nice house. So I know that I'm so anxious to go, and we're going to have a great accommodations, and we're actually staying in Mississippi, which is kind of cool because
yeah.
If you stay in New Orleans, it basically takes you just as long to get to the venue as it does staying in Mississippi. It takes an hour to get there either way.
On I-10, we go off the exit, and we're right there at the racetrack.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Just pray for good weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? The rain was fun last year.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie, for saying that. Yeah, it was fine. Yeah,
it was fine. Oh, I added just another element to
the music.
What
I wanted to ask you, Dad. Do you still have our chairs?
I do. I not only have the chairs, I have the grill, I have the chairs, I got everything.
What about that tarp? Yeah, didn't we get a new, we got a new tarp too, didn't we?
I have the tarp.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're all set to go.
We're all set to go. The only thing, other thing I want to mention is you guys were talking about the aging of animals.
Yes.
Including humans.
Yes.
I heard an interesting program on NPR, National Public Radio.
Okay.
And the aging of things on the planet has to do with your genes.
Okay.
So what's interesting is tortoises, you mentioned tortoises, they can live a lot longer than human beings, and so can parrots.
Okay.
And I thought another interesting thing was the fact that squirrels can live to be 25, but rats, which are just squirrels with the fluffy tails, only live about 3 years.
Well, it's because they have a bad diet.
And a bad reputation.
Rats eat junk food. Okay. All right, well, listen, Dad, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I loved it. Great.
Okay, and I will, I'll get
all of you guys.
All right, we love you too. We'll give you a call tomorrow.
I can't wait to go to New Orleans with the with my favorite people, the grandchildren, Ty and Hannah.
The other one. All right. All right, Dad, we got to run. Right. Love you.
Bye.
Right, love you.
The other one.
Nice, other one. Thanks.
That's you.
Thanks, guys. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, I don't know how well that came across. I don't know as far as sound wise. I mean, you were looking at the board over there.
I think did it register at all? Okay.
All right. That's cool.
I think it was good. I think everybody got to hear.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he likes NPR. Now he got to sound like NPR.
Yeah. No, but I did think that was interesting about the rats and the squirrels.
Yeah.
I think it's because
Rats eat junk food.
Well, and I think people leave squirrels alone. They're not seen as a nuisance animal.
Right.
Well, squirrels do yoga. I've seen it.
Oh.
Yeah.
They roll out their little mats in the yard all the time.
I'm not sure what kind of yoga our squirrels are doing. And Tilly's not sure either, but she is over it.
Over it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Do we want to take a break?
We can.
Why don't we take a break and when we come back, I want to talk about movies.
Okay.
I might have to fight.
Oh, no.
Well, keep it to yourself.
Do that
or at least
later.
Step out of the studio, please.
During the break.
Okay, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We will be right back. Okay, everybody, we are back. That was Jethro Tull with Hymn 43. Not Hymn 43, but Hymn, like Hymn.
Hymn.
H-Y-M-N.
H-Y-M-N. One of those goofy words.
It's not like a caveman where it's like Hymn 43. It's Hymn 43.
U-42.
U-42. I wish I was
actually,
42.
Actually, U-52.
Almost. I wish I was 42. let's see. What do we want to get to? Movies.
Yes. Movies.
Now, the other night, Hannah Claire, you brought home the newest installment of the Star Wars
saga.
Yes.
I'm and that's jelly. That's The Force Awakens, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it's called. And I got to be honest with you.
Yes.
We saw it in the movie theater. I'm not completely blown away by this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was a little bit shocking. Hokey. Well, no. Look, I like Star Wars. I love the first one. I love the second one.
Well, that's
and then you grew
fourth
up.
And the fifth one.
Well, yeah, I wasn't crazy. As soon as they started with the Jar Jar Binks crap, then they, I'm
oh,
out.
You were out long before then.
Well,
don't kid yourself.
Have you even seen Jedi?
What?
Huh? No, what? I didn't one? Think so.
No, is that one of the movies?
That's the you would think that's the third one.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it.
Okay, see, there you go.
We're going to have to marathon,
is
Dad.
Is it Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Are you sure?
I like that one, yeah.
What happens?
Oh, I don't know. They all do the same thing in every movie, isn't it?
See?
It's the one with the trees and the little peoples.
Yeah. The Ewoks. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
that.
That's it.
Right, uh-huh, the speeders are going through the woods and, you know, hitting uh-huh. trees, and I like
hitting
that one.
Hitting trees.
Right.
When's the last time you saw that one? When I was six?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, what I was getting to is that we watched the Force Awakens just the other night. Mom and I did.
Yes.
And again, I'm just less than impressed. Now, am I less than impressed because now the whole thing is controlled by Disney?
What no. Probably not. Probably not. I loved it.
I thought this one was fantastic.
I thought it was hokey. It was hokey and I thought the story was sort of...
Well, we think you're hokey.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the story just
You
wasn't...
hate everything that's not sports,
no,
man.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
That's not true.
Come on.
Mm-mm. Now, what I noticed when we watched it at home versus at the theater, I noticed some more of the nuances between the characters in their acting ability, for one thing, but... Little clues that I think I know some things.
Like what?
I'm not divulging.
Well, tell us.
Spoilers.
Yeah, no. Man, spoiler.
Well, yeah, spoilers. But everybody has an opinion. That's
yeah,
not
but
a
not everyone has seen it.
Who
no,
hasn't seen
I,
it by now?
I Come but on. I picked up on a lot of things watching it at home where I could concentrate and control the volume versus in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it was also the second time I had seen it, and you tend to pick up on things the second time you see a movie anyway, but I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited.
Very.
Now, when does that come out? Because I thought I heard something today that there was another one coming out, and then you said before the show that you had seen a trailer for it.
Well, it's not the eighth one. This is like a side story.
I heard something that they're calling it like 3.5 or something like that.
No, this one's Rogue One.
Well, all right. In the series, where would it be in relation to like the first one? Because then they
this,
go backwards.
This new one?
Yeah, where would this new one that's gonna come out?
All right, that one takes place. Where is it? Between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Why are they jumping around like that? How are we supposed to keep track of all this?
Because they're trying to fill it in because, you know, over the years, there have been lots of, like, video games and books, and they're trying to, you know, put some of those stories out there.
Okay.
Hmm. Trying to connect all of the dots. The story has so many levels.
Did Star Wars do the first prequel? Were they the first one to do that?
I think so.
Were they?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I would have to.
I don't remember
that.
Any other like series that you know came out with a prequel. So now they've come out with more than one prequel. It seems every movie that they're making now, it's like they're going backwards. It's like they came out with the first one, and now they're going backwards.
The Force Unleashed, that's 7, and then this next one, Rogue One. That's...
The Force Unleashed, that was the name of one.
No, Force Awakens.
A game. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The one that we
There's
just
a lot of force
saw,
going around.
The new movie that we just brought home was episode 7.
Okay.
What you and I saw in theaters in 1977 was episode 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
So technically, in my opinion, making episodes 1, 2, and 3 doesn't really qualify as, I guess it does qualify as a prequel.
Yeah.
But they were known. They existed when we walked into the theater and saw episode 4.
They didn't have the technology to do it without it being horrible.
Okay.
So, I mean, in my mind, when you say the word prequel, you take a movie that was really good and you fill in the backstory.
Right.
Where the backstory was already there. The first 3 episodes were already there.
Well, this one that we just watched, I didn't like that Kylo Ren at all. He's kind of a doofus.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
He's a baby face.
Well, I was like, you're not even that tough. You know, I mean.
Well, he knows that.
And he kept having kid, his temper kinda. Tantrums.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just a kid, though.
I mean, how pissed would you be if you were in charge of maintenance on the Death Star? And this jerk off every time he gets upset, he just starts hacking at all the computers.
Right? No, I'd be like,
I'd have kicked his ass right off of there.
Well, I'm sure the guy on the Death Star would be fine because Kylo Ren wasn't there. that was Starkiller Base.
Whatever.
Yeah, the Death Star blew up.
Keep up with it, bro. Come on now.
Blew up ages ago.
Yeah.
No, but I think it'll be, I'm excited. I'm very happy.
Yeah, I was very pleased.
Very pleased. I loved the fact that...
And Disney's making a Star Wars theme park now.
Yes.
Like the Harry Potter thing.
I heard that Disney, and I heard this just today, that Disney, anything that has anything in the past to do with space or anything like that, is now going to be all like Star Wars.
Cool.
There's going to be whole, like, most of the park is going to be like Star Wars
themed. So they're changing up Space Mountain.
Yeah.
That would be
Star
cool.
Star Wars Mountain.
It's going to be Death Star Mountain.
Darth Mountain.
Darth Mountain. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I might go back to Disney.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to have Chewy chips.
Hey. Ooh,
they had those already.
With little hair on them.
Mm-hmm. You can get a Han Solo burger or a Han Double. With cheese.
The monorail jumps to light speed now.
Right.
No fireworks, just lightsabers.
Just throwing them in the air.
They got those great big huge turkey legs that light up that look like lightsabers.
Right.
Nice. Yeah. The bones are painted like lightsabers.
Gonna be people walk around the park like and mock lightsaber fights with turkey wings. Turkey legs.
Man, I really want one of those turkey legs right now.
Those sound delicious.
I mean, where do they get those things? Those are the biggest turkey legs I've ever seen.
Who cares? They're amazing.
I mean, come on, man. That's like things like a Flintstones club.
Yeah, right. You know?
I don't know.
It's so good, though.
So good. So
the good. The other movie we watched, and we just watched this. When was that? That we watched Life of Pi.
Last night.
Last night
we watched Life of Pi,
which is a cool movie.
That came out forever ago.
I know, but it.
I really like that movie.
God. When you,
I gave you that movie.
When you watch that movie, even though it came out a while ago, the cinematography in that movie is just mind-boggling. It's mesmerizing with all the colors and the scenery, and
it's beautiful.
It's a great movie.
And it's a really cool story.
It's pretty
very
neat
cool
when you're baked.
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't like the way that the tiger just walked away.
That's
at the end.
See,
if you would have listened,
you're lucky I didn't eat you.
If you would have watched the whole movie
instead of talked
and been quiet, especially when I got very curt near the end.
Oh.
And you still didn't listen. That's what
I
was
saying. Are you saying I'm like one
to.
Of those people in a movie theater that won't shut it?
Yeah, that's probably going to get shot.
Yeah,
that's you.
Now, luckily, he knows how to behave in a theater.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of.
He doesn't know how to behave in the living room when we are having cinema night.
Yeah, because you always like relate to the movie. Oh, I would have. Oh, blah 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 blah.
I
would have
punched
did this.
Him right in the mouth.
Yeah, right.
Well, we watched.
I would have snatched that fish right out of the ocean.
I would have hit him with that.
Right.
We watched Shawshank Redemption.
Oh yeah, Shawshank Redemption. Oh my god, that was a nightmare. Trying to get through that with you.
Who are we talking about?
You.
I don't know that you know how to watch a movie.
I do.
You know how to relate throughout a movie.
All right, quick question. What was the island in Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, you did this what to was me
it?
The other night.
What was it? What was the name? Yeah, what was the name of the island?
Machu Picchu.
No.
Not even close, bro. I haven't seen that in forever.
Mom?
Oh, I don't know.
Costa La something?
No. It's Zewa Danejo.
Oh, Zewa right.
Danejo.
Yeah, what's that?
Good one.
Andy.
I'm going to write that down.
Andy.
Andy's got me going to some island named Zewa Danejo. God only knows what Andy's got in store for us.
Andy Dufresne.
No, okay. We've watched some great movies.
Andy never liked the sisters.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Anyway, Tyson's last week, have you seen anything new? No new movies?
I watched the entire new season of Archer in one sitting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I hear...
It was good, but now my ass still hurts.
Yeah.
I hear that show is very funny. I've only seen limited clips of it.
I own the whole thing. You can borrow it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's we cool. should do that.
It's also on Netflix. So.
Yeah, I know. But it's also on, what, Comedy Central?
No, I think, well, it might be now.
FX. Yeah, it's on FX. FX.
Yeah,
I've only seen limited clips of it, but what I've seen looks funny.
It's pretty funny. I actually don't know if you'd like it.
Why?
It's really your humor.
It's an acquired taste.
It's not my humor.
Not many people like it.
What's my humor? What the hell does that mean?
You're more of like a Family Guy kind of. I don't know. There's smart jokes in there.
Oh. Ding. It's not something you can talk through and still get.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, thanks. Yeah, maybe I'll just avoid that then. I'm not smart enough for Archer.
Oh, we'll try it out and see.
Go right over my head. You think I talk to the movies?
Yeah.
Wait till I can't understand what's going on in Archer.
Yeah, right.
Well,
the hell's going on here?
I know your tolerance for cartoons.
Right. There's that,
and
too.
It's about ISIS.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right.
But
kind of. Love not me some ISIS. ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the helicopters?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. I think it's so funny the other night when we talked about the Seminole terror cell at the Shell station. The mom said she heard helicopters flying over the
all
house.
All of a sudden, there was a helicopter flying over the house, and it was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here they come.
Then I tried to justify it away that they were looking for that pink bag that's been up on the yeah, roof right. for
they dropped months.
It. Oh, yeah, maybe they dropped it.
Yeah. But missed. No, still there.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Remember last week we did a story about the Pope? And there was a picture.
Friggin' Pope.
Yeah. There was a picture in the paper of him kissing and washing feet of these Syrian refugees.
That was hot.
Right. This week I saw it was hot and a little bit gross. and we remember we talked about, man, oh man, is that his decision to do that?
Yeah.
Or is that something that one of his advisors goes, it might be a nice gesture. Get down there and kiss those feet, would you?
Is that an advisor or an enemy?
Yeah.
That's the guy that wanted to be Pope.
I could have been Pope. I could have been the Pope.
The friggin' Pope.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Excuse me. So this week, I saw an article where he was blessing the eyes of a 5-year-old girl from Ohio. Who is basically suffering from a rare genetic disease that is gradually robbing her of her sight. Okay. Now, my question is, does the Pope have superpowers?
Yes.
I mean, is he going to be able to perform a miracle? I mean, is that a big deal? I mean, do you think he leans in to the little girl and goes, all right, look, I don't know if any of this mumbo-jumbo is going to work, but let's just go for it. There's cameras here. If it works, great. If it doesn't,
20.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so sorry.
You know what I mean? Apparently, he hugged and caressed the girl and put his hands on her face.
Well, that's the Catholic Church for
I was going to say.
What's up with the caressing?
Yeah,
that's right. A little...
She's like,
at least it wasn't a boy this
time. She's only five, Pope.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
The girl apparently has this, what's called Usher's syndrome.
Oh, is that what's wrong with Usher?
And it gets worse. No. It gets worse. She's got Usher's syndrome, which will take away her hearing and then eventually make her blind. Now, the sad part of this story is that her parents have not told her that she's got this disorder.
Yeah.
So are they telling her, oh, honey, everybody sees like that. Nobody can hear.
Right. All right.
I mean, why would...
What?
The Pope kisses and caresses everyone.
Wouldn't you give her a heads up?
Right. Yeah.
This is what you got to look forward to, kid. You know?
Well, I mean, she's got blurry vision. You know, this dude's showing up. He looks weird. She thought he was the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, honey, my vision's blurry, too. Mm-hmm. And what'd you say? I don't know. That just seems a little weird to me. And it seems weird to me that the Pope does that kind of thing. You know, I've seen televangelists try to make these miracles happen on stage. You know,
right. slap somebody on the forehead and
get out, devil, get out.
Be healed.
I guess in that case, the Pope caressed her was probably better than just smacking her on the forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poking her in the eye.
Yeah. Be gone.
Well, there was that one time that, you know, Lois Lane, she got in that, what was it, an avalanche or something, and he had to fly around the earth backwards.
Right.
Yeah, that was the Pope.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think that's kind of bizarre that, I mean, as the Pope, if you go and perform this, I guess, I don't know if you call it a ceremony or a blessing, whatever it is.
It's an exorcism.
Well, I mean, do you then feel guilty if, you know, the girl goes blind? It's like,
yeah.
Do you then go and like have your private conversation with God and be like, you know what? I thought I was going to have some special powers.
Could you help me out?
I mean, you know, the people think I can do these things. You know, they're coming to me for help.
Right.
I can put my hands all over them, but if it's not going to help, then what's the point?
Well, God knows they've tried.
What if he just starts letting them wear that goofy hat?
That's bad.
That's the key to their power.
We should stop talking about the Pope.
Yeah. I like it when we talk about the Pope.
Was that a lightning bolt?
Is that a helicopter?
Yeah. I'm not worried about a hat.
No, that's the Pope Brigade.
That's the ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Right. Ty, have you ever been attacked by a bird?
Sort of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Been swooped?
No, I wasn't swooped. I was at work once, and we had those big dumpsters.
Yeah.
And the lid was open.
Right.
And I was trying to be a good employee. I went to close the lid, and as soon as I closed it, one of those big blue herons exploded out of it.
The thing
was so pissed off. And it didn't make contact with me. But
it scared you.
That was enough of an attack for me.
Sure.
Whoop. Yeah, yeah.
Hannah, you ever been swooped?
No. Can't say that I have.
Steph?
Mm. I have.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember.
But I don't know why.
Yeah.
Was it because of what I was wearing?
Seagull at the beach while I'm trying to eat a French fry.
I have had a seagull take something right out of my hand without me knowing it. Mm-hmm. You know, not seeing them coming. But anyway, there's this retirement community up in Spring Hill. And they have been terrorized for a month or so by these red-shouldered hawks. These people are so afraid to go out of their houses without any kind of protection, you know, like an umbrella or a
football helmet,
trash can lid or a hat or pith helmet, that kind of thing. And these are all older people in this community. It's like you're young if you're 70.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And they go all the way up to 90. This one particular 90-year-old woman had a chunk of her scalp taken off by one of these hawks. Yeah. Well, apparently these hawks are nesting in the trees there. I guess the neighborhood is kind of like a preserve area.
Right.
So there's a lot of wildlife. And but the hawks have basically moved in to nest. And apparently you cannot do
disrupt them.
Right. You can't disrupt them during
the nesting season.
Period. Once the babies are hatched, then you can try to have them removed, but you have to have a permit.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they're filing for their permit.
Right. Yeah.
Because that doesn't sound like it's going well.
No. I mean, can you imagine? Now, I was in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, I was in an area of Washington, D.C. called Adams Morgan. And I'm walking down the sidewalk, and I don't know, I guess about 25 yards ahead of me, I can see people sort of dancing around on the sidewalk and, you know, ducking and stuff like that. I'm like, what the heck's going on down there, you know? So I'm getting closer and getting closer and getting closer. And then all of a sudden, I get swooped. You know, something came down and hit my head, and I'm like, you know, I'm taking cover, you know? and I'm like, what the heck's going on? And this woman says, it's Blue Jays. It's Blue Jays. And I'm like, apparently they had nested somewhere right there. And I guess Blue Jays are very territorial.
Yes.
And they were swooping everybody and on the sidewalk.
Very mean.
Right?
Blue Jays.
It's Blue Jays. Yeah. Other than that, I've only ever been attacked. I got stung one time by bees, like, I don't know, 35, 40 times at once. And survived.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And survived.
And then survived. One time I was attacked by bats.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. There was a group of us. And this is when I was a teenager. We lived in Richmond. And we were actually walking up to my buddy Paul Hunley's house. So it was like, I guess it must have been me and Chris and whoever else was with us. And there was this hill that you had to walk up to. And along the one side of the hill was this house that had a bunch of bamboo. And when you would walk by, not only does the bamboo make this eerie sound when it creaks in the wind, but you could hear bats in there. Mm. Well, we're walking up this hill one night, and for whatever reason, they swooped us.
Oh,
and it was like 100 of them. And we had to basically hit the deck and lay in the road. I mean, none of them ever touched me, but it was frightening.
So
after that, did you feel a need for justice?
Justice, yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Didn't a bat or a bird fly into Grammy's car or something? Yeah.
My mother was traveling down 95, I guess, from Northern Virginia back down to Richmond on a summer night, and she had her window cracked, I don't know, I guess, you know, 3 or 4 inches to let some air in, and all of a sudden she hears this floof. And then some like flapping around in the back.
I would flip out. Yeah. That would be it.
And she's alone. It's dark. It's dark. And she had to pull over.
Yeah.
She had to pull over, and then she got out, and she could see the thing flying around in the car.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh man.
That is just. That's not even a little bit right.
No, not at all.
See, I like bats.
Yeah.
I like them out in the backyard where they belong.
Yeah, I don't want one on me.
I don't want one flying around in my car while I'm trying to drive down the highway.
Right. You know, and especially, you know, they fly around like they're like stoned out of their minds. It's like they look like they're, you know.
Blind as a bat?
They're blind as a bat. You know, they might not hit you intentionally. You know, they just might accidentally hit you.
They've all been hitting the bat bong.
But still, it ruined your day. You know, it's bad. You said we have another game?
We do. Mm-hmm. We have another celebrity game last week.
Oh, good.
Oh, so it's like we ask the questions to try to figure out who it is.
Who my celebrity of the evening is.
Now, are you going to give us any more information than that, other than it's a celebrity? We just have to start the asking?
You can just start the asking.
Okay. Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, what do we call this game? Who's the celebrity?
Guess the celebrity in Mom's head.
Guess the celebrity in Mom's head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's that stinking Brad Pitt.
Oh.
All right,
you
everybody.
Are so far off.
Yeah, oh.
Lost that one.
George from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's my type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we're going to take a break. We will be right back.
Oh,
Okay, everybody, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Okay, we are about to play a game called The Celebrity in Steph's Head.
Yes. Who is in my head this evening?
Before we play,
yes,
I just want to say that that song that we just played was Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. And I want to tell you that Guns N' Roses is going to be here in Orlando at the Citrus Bowl in July 29th.
We'll see.
No, they're going to be.
Yeah.
Really? That's what I said.
Come on now.
I have faith. I can't wait. You know who else is coming in July? Ted Nugent.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know about that.
He's going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall. It's going to be a smaller venue.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That might be cool.
I like him, but he's so crazy.
but he can play that. I mean, he can play that guitar.
He's like the Donald Trump of music.
Yeah, but that's all right. As long as he doesn't talk and just plays his music, it'll be all right. He's going to shoot flaming arrows into the crowd.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. In that case, Ty will be there.
Okay. That sounds like a Guar show to me.
Did I say already that Pearl Jam was going to be at the Amalie Arena on Monday?
On Monday, yes.
Pearl Jam.
And I know NecroGoblicon is going to be here on the 13th. I don't know where, but I want to go see it.
Are you cussing? What'd you
say? What did you just say to me?
Excuse me?
Are you cussing in a different language? What'd you say? Necrophilia.
What?
What? Wasn't it?
That's a good song.
Something dirty, gross.
Necrogoblicon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Necro Nehru jacket. Let's see. Did I want to say anything else about any other concerts coming? No, I guess that's it. Did I tell you I saw Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Before they were anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very, that was our last story.
Very
our
hipster. Very hipster. Before they were cool.
I said it last year. Not last year.
Last show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And and the Blues Festival is this weekend at Vinoy Park.
Right.
Isn't that this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I guess the big name there is Aaron Neville.
Yes.
The biggest name. Mm-hmm.
That's always a fun event.
Yeah.
Downtown right there on the waterfront with the food and the music. And
When we get back from the Jazz Fest, we can actually go and see Tropical Heat Wave in Ybor City. That's April 30th. We can go see that. Right, they've got 10 stages set up there. This particular ad does not say who is going to be performing, but that's Tropical Heat Wave in Ybor City on April 30th.
Are we playing this game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. we need to get on with The Celebrity in My Head.
Okay, let's do it.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
No.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Hannah, you go first. You.
What? No, I don't want to go first.
So. Yeah, Ty just went.
Okay, Dad, you go first.
All right, remember you got to ask basically yes or no questions. If you get the question right, you get to ask another one. All right.
Correct.
Is it a man?
No.
Okay, so it's
on to Hannah.
All right.
who's the female celebrity in my head?
Is it Sally Fields?
No.
Wow, you're just going to go right for the name.
I'm going straight for the jugular.
But it will be eventually.
Fake
Ty. Ahead, Ty.
All right. Are they in movies?
Yes.
Okay. Movies recently?
Yes.
Were they good movies?
Yes.
That's an opinion. That doesn't work.
True question.
That's why I said yes.
That one was for Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper.
All right. I don't know. Is it Meryl Streep?
No. But I saw a magazine cover with her on, and I almost switched to her.
Is it a white movie actress?
Yes.
Okay.
Do they make other kinds?
Is she
is it not
older
brown?
Than 50?
No.
No.
She is not.
All right, Hannah, go.
Is she still with us?
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm. Was she in The Hunger Games?
No.
Wow. Did I say was she white?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Good, wow.
Good Come one on now. To double.
You said she was not older than 50.
No.
All right. Is she older than 30?
Yes.
Is it? No, wait. She's.
I got cut off when mine yeah. was yes. So.
No. When you get a yes answer, you're still your turn.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And she got cut off.
Yeah. And I didn't get Hannah. To keep going.
Oh, go ahead.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, she does movies.
Yes.
Does she also do TV?
I want to say no. And if she does, I've not seen it.
Mm.
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Pass.
Ty, do you want to guess? No? Yes?
No.
No. Yeah.
It's Melissa McCarthy.
No.
Okay. Mm. All right, now I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Is it Angelina?
No. No, no, no.
No.
All right, I'm trying to think. Have they ever done like a more like a kids movie?
Yes.
Okay. Were they a more well-known character?
Yes.
Okay. Was it more mythical or fairy tale like?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do they work with Robin Williams?
Yes.
Is it Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Good Way job, go, Ty Gibbs.
Very good.
I know famous people.
Julia Roberts and I are actually the same age. I'm actually a little bit older. My birthday's in May. Her birthday is October 28th.
I saw a hint of your paper. I thought it said Joan Rivers. Oh. That's why I was going for TV.
Oh. Her middle name is Fiona.
Oh, nice.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Where are we on time? Are we at...
out of it.
Like 51?
Yeah, 7:51.
Two. Okay, just real quick, before we go, I want to give you a couple things to think about. And this is from the Week magazine. The one is, a newspaper is a device for making the ignorant more ignorant and the crazy crazier.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's from somebody named H.L. Mencken.
Especially when used as a hat.
Yeah.
Here's another one. It says, we stay who we are no matter how old we get.
Yes.
That's Sally Field.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah. My girl. Yep. Your girl.
Tell that to my niece.
And here's the last one I have is, one day, in retrospect, the years of struggle will strike you as the most beautiful. Hmm. That was Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, yeah, see?
He was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. He had some theories.
Yeah. Let's see. I do have a farewell.
Okay.
Of the week, and that would be country music legend Merle Haggard. He passed away on Wednesday, April 6th. He was 79 years old. And as a matter of fact, Wednesday was his 79th birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
So he was indeed 79 years old. Says his music reflected hard times, hard labor, and hard living, which landed him in prison for burglary.
Well, that's country
back,
music.
By the age of 21. Says that he saw Johnny Cash for the first time at San Quentin Prison.
Oh,
while he was incarcerated there.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
I did not know that.
Right. Let's see. That's pretty much all I have to say about Merle Haggard. I'm not a big country music fan, but I know that he's a legend.
About that.
Very, very much a legend.
Hannah Claire, we're right down to the bottom.
Yes, we are.
Do you have anything that you want to say?
Farewell.
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 Stephanie?
So long. Farewell. Alvita Saint.
Good.
No.
No?
No, I think we covered
it. Ty, do you have anything you want to say?
I've got nothing.
Okay. Well, then, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back with you next Friday at 6 o'clock. Farewell, Merle.
Yeah.
Merle.
Thank you. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. And we don't make no party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey, leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football is still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids, they still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Hey, place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
That's it.